So here we are this morning at the Almathara Hotel, where there is a meeting, a monthly meeting between English speakers in the area of Lochar. This morning I have with me Michael Jordan, designer and founder of Lochar Eventos. He has agreed to answer a few questions about this new and exciting website on Lochar. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Paul.
Thank you for giving us a little bit of your time. The first thing I'd like to do is just ask you, what is Lochar Eventos and who is the web page aimed at?
Lochar Eventos is a website where all the events of Lochar and its surrounding area are published. This is a website where everybody can inform himself about what's going on in Lochar and surrounding villages.
Okay. And what would the reason be why someone would come to your site rather than go to, say, the tourist office website?
Well, Lochar Eventos is a special website where only events are published. And that means that more or less all the events which are going on in Lochar are published there. The website of the tourist office is not a complete program of all the events. So the reason to come to this website is if you don't know what to do in the evening or in any day, have a look there and then you will know, you will find out about live events, cultural events, sports events and all other kinds of events which are going on in Lochar.
So basically Lochar Eventos is a collection or a collaboration of all of the information about what's going on in Lochar, not just from tourism or culture, but from all private and town hall sources, yes?
Exactly. That's the reason why I've built this page.
And are you getting any support from the town hall of Lochar for this website?
No financial support, but they sent me the information about the events which are organized by the local town hall and by the different departments.
And what about the private sector? Are you getting any good feedback from the private sector?
Yes, I've got some good feedback. More or less everybody who visited the website sent a mail to me or spoke to me directly, and they all seems to like this website.
So that's the way to get information to you or onto your website. Is it to send you the information by email?
There is an online form which the people can fill out, and with this form they can submit the information to me.
Okay, and what about for the future, Michael? Do you have any plans to develop the website, for example, to include a photo gallery, a calendar, or give feedback or comments?
Maybe, I'm not quite sure. The first thing I want to do is to put more information about Lochar's history and about the monuments in Lochar. But this will take some time, because I have to inform myself first and then translate it into English, Spanish, German. So it will take some time, but this is the next thing I want to do now.
So let's just remind everyone that the website is www.lochareventos.es.
Yes.
Lochareventos.es. There is an online form to submit information, and the website exists in German, English, and Spanish. Well, Michael, thanks very much for this interview, and good luck with the website.
Thank you very much, Paul.